Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. Happy Sunday. I want to thank you for tuning in this morning. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm going to share a story today. It's based on an article I reviewed a few weeks back. This story primarily is about a couple. He's 54, she is 48. They want to retire, but they're legitimately trapped. They cannot retire. And you may be saying to yourself, Harrison, so what? That's millions of people. Welcome to the club. Not so fast, my friends. This story has a twist. They cannot retire, but the reason is not what you think it is. This is a high net worth couple. They make approximately $210,000 per year. They have a net worth of $1.6 million. And yet they cannot retire, so they believe. If you stick around for the last segment of the show, I'm going to answer their question the way I would do it. We'll see if I can't find a solution for this couple and free them from their W-2 job and set them up in retirement. But this story is based on a recent article that was in Market Watch. The author is Alessandra Malito, and if I'm saying your name wrong, Alessandra, I greatly apologize. If you want a copy of that article, send me an email. I'm happy to share it with you. Ask Mike at luinc.com. And for that matter, feel free to reach out to me with any real estate investing questions. We're here to help you. This story ultimately proves that retirement is not a bag of money. It is a financial condition. Let me say that again. Retirement is not a bag of money. It's a financial condition. So this article is based on a question from the high net worth individuals. They're struggling to retire. Yes, you heard me correctly, struggling. Yet they have a net worth of approximately $1.6 million. What's going on? To tell you the truth, I find the article somewhat disturbing, and it's disturbing because these people are legitimately trapped. And there are millions of people just like them right here in this country, the greatest nation on earth. I find this article disturbing because this couple did everything they were told and taught to do for the better part of four decades. I find the article disturbing because in the conventional world, this couple not only performed, but they exceeded expectations. And yet they're trapped, my friends. Why are they trapped? Well, they're trapped because their age and their investment choices. What do I mean by age? He's 54, she's 48. Well, the system, the conventional wisdom world that's been set up, our government, they believe they're too young to retire. How dare they retire at 54 and 48, even though they've been putting out for four decades and doing well and making good money. But they're too young to retire, according to Wall Street and Uncle Sam. Let that sink in for a moment. They're trapped because their net worth is primarily in 401ks. And the 401k will not allow them to access their own money without penalty and an enormous tax bill. And everyone always, they talk about, well, the 401k is tax deferred. I find it interesting that people just kind of blow past that. You're still going to pay the tax. Just pay it up front. Keep your money. Do something with your money. But they're trapped because they're in a plan that was crafted by Wall Street and Washington, D.C. They're trapped because they want freedom, and I personally feel like they earned it. They're trapped because they were not only good at funding their retirement. Conventionally, my friends, they were great at funding their retirement. I had a guy tell me one time, he's a real estate investor, and he started investing. But prior to that, he was very similar to this couple. And he said, he goes, Harrison, if I wasn't so good at funding my retirement, I'd be retired. Think about that. Every month, he's putting in that 20% of his earnings into a plan, putting it in, putting it in, putting it in. Why? Because he's chasing a dream. He's chasing a dream that he's been told his whole life, go to school, get good grades, go to college, get a job. As soon as you get that job, you start feeding that 401k. Do without. Scrimp. Save. Feed the 401k. Feed it over and over. And then one day, when you're 60, 65, they keep raising the age, 70, 75, you'll be able to access those funds and you'll have enough to live that wonderful lifestyle that you've been working toward, not living, working toward for 30, 40, 50 years. And it's going to be there, right? And then you can join that silver-haired couple that they show in the commercials and the magazine ads and the billboards that are dancing on some beautiful Caribbean beach and frolicking around in the khakis, and living it up and drinking great wine because they did everything right. But this couple, they said, you know what? I've had enough. I'm in my mid-50s. I want to enjoy that great life now. I have over $1 million. But if they attempt to do that, they're going to get penalized. They're going to pay a huge tax bill. So, again, this article's in MarketWatch. If you want a copy, I'm happy to share it with you. But stick with us. I'm going to break down what they say the solution is. And then at the end, I'm going to break down my solution. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short break. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I want to thank you for tuning in today. My name is Mike Harrison. We're reviewing an article that came out on MarketWatch a few weeks back. And if you want to, I'm not going to read the article on the air. If you want a copy, I'm happy to send you the link shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com. But it's an interesting article, and the title actually is, "We have 1.6 million, but most is locked in our 401k plans. How can we retire early without paying so much in taxes?" Now, why would I review that? If you're just now a new listener or first-time listener to Lifestyles Unlimited radio show, well, this is what we're all about, okay? We're all about retirement. We call it financial freedom, and we can teach that to you, and you can become financially free in as little as 3 to 5 years. And I've got a lot of friends that have done it in much less. That is the power of real estate. It's not all about real estate. We use real estate as the vehicle to create financial freedom through passive income, and our wealth grows every year. It is a plan that is 180 degrees opposite of the conventional wisdom world. And here we are. We have an article of a high net worth couple. They did everything the conventional wisdom world asked them to do, and yet they're trapped. So let's break this down a little bit. So when you dig into the article, this couple essentially has 1.5 million in 401ks, and then they have an additional 75,000 in stock, and they want to retire now. And I'm going to answer this question in the fourth segment. Stay with me on how I would approach this. Okay, let's go through the article and let's see what MarketWatch offers as a solution. So as I dig in, this couple is actually worth more than 1.6 million. They have a paid for vacation home valued at $225,000. They have $250,000 of equity in their current home. They fund their 401k to the tune of $25,000 annually. They claim they only need $70,000 to $80,000 per year to live on, but they want more so they can travel. They're going to need more than 70 to 80. But anyway, that's kind of Pollyanna on their part, but we'll play along. And I'm assuming that 70 to 80 has got to be after taxes, but the article doesn't specify. So based on that information, I'm tagging their net worth at 2.1 million, not 1.6. They're actually wealthier than they think they are. But again, remember, these people live in the conventional wisdom world. They've never been taught that equity in their homes does nothing for you. It is a foolish, old-fashioned practice. It was made old-fashioned as soon as the rules of money changed. In the 20th century, it was a good idea. Your parents and your grandparents, why? Well, interest rates were 8, 10, 12, or higher. And the dollar had real value. So if you're looking at a 10% interest rate, by gosh, I'm going to pay my house off. But if you're looking at something in the twos, that's free money. So equity in large amounts is nothing more than debt equity. It's earning you nothing. Now, don't get me wrong. I keep 20 to 30% of equity in my properties. You need some equity. We're not crazy. Anything above that 30, time to look at freeing that money and putting it to work. Think of equity like this. Equity is like a 30-year-old living in your basement, earning you nothing and costing you money every month. That's what equity is. You need to put that equity, you need to get that equity out, put he or she to work. So the gist of this article really is the couple has written in and they're asking for advice on how to retire. They're very concerned about the penalties of early withdrawals, naturally, it's 10%, and the taxes associated with pulling out retirement funds, quote unquote, too early. Because the plan doesn't want you to retire at 54 or 55 or 48. The plan wants you to retire, preferably, according to Social Security, at least age 66. And that number keeps going higher and higher. So I believe most of you know this, but if you pull money out of a 401k prior to age 59 and a half, the government will say, shame on you, and take 10% of your money. Also, 401k's withdrawals, they're taxed as ordinary income, okay? So if you're a high net worth earner and you're pulling 401k money on top of that, you're in the 40-plus percent range. So I'm digging into this, and you have to read, this is from the internet. There's a quote, and it says, 401k contributions are made with pre-tax dollars. As a result, retirement savers enjoy a lower taxable income in the years that they contribute. Did you catch the part, savers enjoy a lower taxable income? That is an odd choice of verb there. Think about that. This is my opinion. Hello, did you enjoy making less money this year? Because that's what they're saying, enjoying lower taxable income because you gave the rest of it to this plan. And they're trying to sell that to you with verbs like enjoy. Let's get on to the solution offered by MarketWatch. And I'm not going to stir your brains too much. It's a little complicated, but the first thing they do is they discuss what's called the rule of 55. Rule of 55 is essentially a withdrawal plan where you don't get penalized. Now, if you slip up and you do one thing in the slightest wrong, you're going to get hammered for that 10%. So it's a complicated process. Not every company allows it, so it's not available everywhere. But essentially, this rule would allow the couple to take money out with no penalty, but it only applies to the current employer 401k. So when you dig into this article, they've got three or four 401ks, and only one is with the current employer, and they've got 600,000 in that. So not a bad idea if you can pull off that rule of 55 and save that 10%. But again, they're still going to pay the taxes on it, okay? You can't run from the taxes. They are always going to be there, okay? Taxes are deferred in that plan. Next, the article goes into the 72T option, which is similar. You avoid the penalty, but you need to divide the payments into 5 years or until you're 59 and a half. Again, you still pay the taxes. And then the article gets into some strategies about rolling 401ks into current 401ks, previous 401ks into IRAs, working for another 2 to 3 years, still funding the 401ks, Roths. It goes into budgeting, reduce your expenses. Everything the article offers is complicated, depressing, bureaucratic garbage. And last but not least, the article questions whether they really want to retire. And it goes into how some people don't enjoy retirement. They don't have a mission. So they're trying to talk them out of their dream, and they've been working 4 decades and saving. My friends, I used to eat that stuff for breakfast every day. Stock plays, investment ladders, mutual funds, tax strategies. Bottom line is this, once you feed that 401k, it is exceedingly difficult to get your money back without paying a steep price. And that's mentally difficult and financially difficult. I'm glad I'm out of that world. Stick with us. We're going to continue talking about it. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. And yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. And I'm reviewing a recent article that just came out about a high net worth couple. And they are trapped. They cannot retire. And they realize that they have a ton of money, but what they don't have is financial freedom. Those are two different things. My friends, I'm going to say it again, that retirement, financial freedom, is not a bag of money. It is a financial condition. And this couple is finding that out. Before I get back to the article, though, our expo, September 3rd and 4th. Mark that on your calendar. That is Labor Day weekend here in Irving, Texas. It's at the Irving Convention Center. You need to check it out. You need to come. You need to plan it on your calendar. If you're traveling from out of town, make those plans now. We have networking. You can meet the entire Lifestyles Unlimited team, realtors, mentors, educators, operations consultants. You can meet people just like yourself, deal sponsors, passive investors, single family investors. You can come listen to Del Walmsley himself, give his State of the Union address, which is always enlightening, always entertaining, very eye-opening, our multi-masters tour, multi-family masters tour. But let me save you $97 off any pass or package. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, and when you buy your package, type in promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, all capitals. So this article, the title, we have 1.6 million, but most is locked in our 401k plans. How can we retire early without paying so much in taxes? Look, I'm no financial advisor. I'm not licensed in any way. My answer is strictly opinion, and I am going to answer it in the last segment. Let's just call it food for thought when I go into that. If you're just now tuning in, you want to pick up this show, the earlier segments, you can find us at the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button, scroll down to the search bar, type in Mike Harrison, you'll find my shows. But you also find the shows from the other host as well. And then we do have our YouTube channel, Lifestyles Unlimited YouTube channel. Find us on YouTube. But this stuff is great. I love it. It's mental gymnastics. It's always a fun exercise to go through. But I want to talk about something for the next few minutes because it's the 600-pound gorilla, and it's ringing throughout this article. Because this couple did everything they thought was right, right? They went along. They did it all. They exceeded. They excelled. But there is a psychology that many of you may have not have heard of. It's called normative influence. Normative influence. Look that up on the internet. Do some research. Read about it. It's eye-opening. But normative social influence is a type of social influence that leads to a conformity. Okay, it's defined in social psychology as, quote, the influence of other people that leads us to conform in order to be liked and accepted by them. It's the go along to get along, right? Regardless if the path is destructive, hurtful, doesn't matter. People go along to get along. The human nature, humans naturally seek to conform, okay? It is the herd mentality. But what's a good example of normative influence? Well, peer pressure is one, and it's really the desire to be liked, the desire to belong to a group, to adhere to the norms of the group so you're accepted and not part of social ridicule, or you're not an outsider. So it's going along to get along. Again, knowing that what you're doing is not right, or it's not effective. And you'll see normative influence everywhere. Now that your eyes are open to it, you'll see it everywhere. But I want to talk about it in regards to our conventional wisdom retirement plan that's been set up for us. When I was in corporate America, there was and still is normative influence associated with feeding that 401k, associated with investing in mutual funds, bragging about the returns, supporting the company's stock. It is there and it's deep. But this influence, even though you're part of the group, even though you know that this isn't effective, even though you know you're putting it in a 401k, you're going to have to pay taxes on it when you pull it out, and they tell you goofy things like, oh, you'll be living on less, so your tax rate will go down. Does anyone think that tax rates are going to go down in the next 20, 30, 40 years? And if you want to read more about normative influence, there's one called the Ash Line Test, and it's a disturbing experiment. It's a real experiment that was done, I want to say, in the 50s or 60s. I'm not sure. But Ash is A-S-C-H, Ash Line Test. Look it up. It's real, and this will give you an example how this works. But essentially, the test is there's eight people in a room. Seven are actors. The eighth is the subject. And the ASH line test, there's a card with three lines on the right side and one line on the left. And the three lines on the right side are labeled A, B, and C, and all three of these lines are different lengths. And the one line on the left is equal. It's called Exhibit 1, and it's equal to one of the three lines on the right side. And it's obvious, okay? It's not even close. I mean, you're not even kind of going, well, it may be A or B. I mean, it is flat out obvious. So they go through it, and the person that the experiment is being done on doesn't realize that the other seven people are actors. And the first card goes around, and the actors pick the correct answer. And maybe the second one goes around, they pick the correct answer. And then, you know, it always goes through them first, and then it goes to the experiment person. And the experiment's like, oh, yeah, definitely it's line B that matches. And then about three, four, five cards in, the actors start picking the wrong answer. And they'll even make a claim. Well, it's obviously line C. And you can look at it and go, no, there's no way. Your inner voice is telling you that. What happens in that test? 75% of the time, the subject goes along with the crowd. Even though the answer is obvious, they don't want to stand out and go, hey, you knuckleheads, you're all wrong. No, they want to be part of the crowd. They don't want to rock the boat. And there's a lot of these different tests that are out there. It's not always the line test, but the results are shocking and undeniable that people will follow a course of action because they want to be part of a group. It is human nature to conform with society. And again, you'll see this everywhere now that your eyes are open, but this is a real estate investment show. I want to stick to that. But there are some things out there that people are doing and they know it's not effective. Back to paying your house off. People conform with that. They think that's the right move. But paying your house off is not going to make you rich. People still do it, even though interest rates are in their twos. But they do it because their parents did it. Their friends are doing it. Their neighbors are doing it. But wouldn't it be smarter to take that money out and to go make 20, 30, 40, 100% return, even though you're paying a 2 or a 3% interest rate on it? But again, that's not normative. It's not what everyone else is doing. People can look at their 401k and in seconds they can do the math and realize that when they're 60, there's not going to be the number that's supposed to come out on an annual basis for them to retire. Yet, what do? Next month, they pull more money out and they put it in the 401k. They can even do the math and go, hey, when I'm 65, there's not going to be enough. But what do? At the end of the month when their check comes? Well, portion of it goes to the 401k. Why? Well, their boss is doing it. Their friends are doing it. Their parents told them to do it. The magazines told them. The internet told them. Everything's reinforcing their actions. My friends, paychecks come and go, but passive income never leaves. It's human nature to conform with society. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short break.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Happy Sunday. I want to thank you for tuning in. My name is Mike Harrison. If you've got any questions or comments on the content of today's show, send me an email. AskMike@LUINC.com. AskMike@LUINC.com. We're breaking down an article, a high net worth couple. I peg their net worth at $2.1 million, and they want to retire. He's 55, she's 48, and essentially they're struggling with it. And so they wrote a letter, I guess, or a question to MarketWatch and asked them, how can I retire? They're ready to hang it up. And maybe they're ready to hang it up because they've been working for four decades and they've had enough and they feel they've saved a lot of money. I mean, they're worth over $2 million. Maybe they need to retire for physical reasons, health reasons. Doesn't say, but they want to retire. And that's what we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We can teach you to retire in 3 to 5 years or less, and many people do it much quicker. This couple has a ton of money, but the problem is they put it in these plans that lock it away. Don't touch it. If you touch it, I will penalize you. They treat you like you're in second grade. It's insane. But that's the plans. That's the plans we have. But if you want to see our plan, if you want to see how we do it, I recommend you tune in to our next free workshop, and you can find that at freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. It is interactive. It's not a webinar. You can ask questions. Watch it with your spouse, your best friend, your neighbor. Check it out. See how we make money 5 ways in real estate. See why real estate's so powerful in wealth creation. See how to create passive income. And if you want to join Lifestyles Unlimited, that's financialfreedomlivestream.com, financialfreedomlivestream.com. The price has been reduced. It's only $297. You need to use the promo code, all capitals, save big, SAVEBIG, no spaces, save big. But this article, the couple, again, worth over $2 million, yet they feel they cannot retire because of penalties and fees. And let me say one thing, though, as we go down this path. As long as this couple is committed to saving income rather than creating income, they will be stuck. Let me say that again. As long as they're committed to saving income rather than creating income, they will be stuck. The way you get out is you create income. So let's get them unstuck. And I'm going to go through this as to what I would do if I was in this situation. Again, I'm not a financial advisor. This is my opinion. I'm happy to talk about it. You have an opinion? Reach out to me. So step one, keep working for now, but we will get you out quickly. Again, this is a 3 to 5 year plan, but I think we can do it faster. Step two, all stock market investments need to be changed over to money market or similar protected funds immediately. Why? Because if there's a correction in the short term and they're looking to retire, it will crush this couple. A 30, a 40, a 50% correction. And if you've heard me before, I hate that word. Correction means there was a mistake and we had to correct it. The mistake is these people were great savers and created $2 million worth of net worth. So protect those funds immediately. Money market. Three, turn off the 401k. Stop feeding it dollars. Four, I want to ask you, what state are you in? Why am I asking that? Well, state income tax or no? It may be a good idea to move to a free state if you are in some of the higher tax states, California, New Jersey, New York, etc. That's 13 to 16% additional tax. We're pulling this money out. We're going to pay the tax. We're going to pull it out in a controlled way. But, I mean, 13 to 16% is a lot. So if maybe you can work from home. I don't know. Something to think about. But that's a longer discussion, so I need to move on. I would ask him this. Are you eligible for a penalty-free COVID-19 early retirement account withdrawal? Yes, those are there. You can take up to $100,000 out with no penalty. What's a valid COVID-19 hardship? Well, it's a positive corona diagnosis. For them, their spouse, a dependent, it's a layoff, a furlough, a reduction in hours in any way, shape, or form, an inability to work or lack of child care because of COVID-19, a delayed or rescinded job offer because of COVID-19, COVID-19-related closing or reduced hours. Wow, I mean, that is wide open. Based on that, I think everybody's pretty much had a COVID-19 hardship. If so, pull out the $100,000. You have until 2022 to pay the taxes. Take it. Speaking of the 401k, let's go back and let's borrow the max that we can right now. That's another $50,000 we can take. Rule of 55, we discussed it earlier. Can you use it? If so, max it out. I don't know if they can use it or not. So my answer is going to be no, because that's rule of 55 is rare. Most people don't have access to it. So I'm not going to use that. Your vacation home. Don't sell it yet, but you're going to sell it. What I want you to do first, I want you to rent it for 1 year and one day. Put that home up for rent. Clean it up, market it, VRBO, Airbnb. There are a ton of resources. Rent it yourself, but rent it for 1 year and one day. Why? That home just changed over from a vacation home to a business. And as soon as you rent it for 1 year and one day, then it's eligible to utilize the magic of the 1031 exchange and defer the capital gains and pull those funds. We're going to pull those funds in the future, and we're going to put them into real estate. We're going to do what's called a like-kind exchange. If you have any questions on the 1031 exchange, it is one of the most powerful real estate investing tools available to us. Reach out to me. Home equity. You heard what I said earlier about home equity. Let's set it free and put it to work. In the article, you stated you had $250,000 in home equity. Well, we can get 80% of it. That's $200,000. The article did mention budgeting. I agree. Budget like a madman or a madwoman. Cut expenses. Right now. Now, this is somewhat temporary, because when I free you, you're going to be able to live the life you wanted to live, that you worked hard for. So it's somewhat temporary, but in short term, what am I talking about? Let's cut out the discretionary spending. Cars, boats, toys, expensive gifts, remodeling the house, crazy vacations. I'm not saying don't go out and have a good time. I'm saying cut out the major discretionary spending. Again, it's temporary. We're going to use that extra money for the loan repayments. Remember, we borrowed the $50K out of the 401K, and we took the home equity. Okay, so we're going to use that extra money you're saving to pay that. Actually, you'll have a ton left over. Interest rates are so low, it's not going to be that much of a burden on those loans. What about the stock, the $75,000? Let's sell it. Yes, we're going to pay the capital gains. And I don't know what that is on your stock here, but I'm going to figure out of the $75,000 in stock that $10,000 or less is capital gains. Someone call that $65,000. So what did I just do? In year one, remember, this is a three-year plan at most, but we're going to set you free, brother and sister, and the money's going to be yours. In year one, I just freed $65,000 in stock, $200,000 in home equity, $50,000 from the 401k loan, $100,000 from the early retirement withdrawal, the COVID-19 withdrawal, less taxes. Let's call it $60,000. I told you to turn off your 401k. There's another $25,000. What else can you throw at this? $20,000, $30,000, $40,000? Come on, you make $210,000. Give me something. But I'm going to be conservative. I'm going to say that we just came up with $420,000 dollars in year one to throw toward real estate and create passive income. Not bad. We're just getting started. the same time, I want these people to have joined our preferred program at Lifestyles Unlimited. I expect that they have been educating themselves and creating a strategy with their Lifestyles Unlimited mentor. In the article, the couple mentions they don't mind working a bit more. I'm not sure what that means. Sounds like the wife is no longer working. The plan I want to ask is, just how far do you want to go? You want to be a lead investor and take the entire $420,000 and buy a $4 or $5 million apartment complex? We can teach you how to do that. That should create about $50,000 a year. It is a job. $420,000 is a passive. Nothing to do. That'd create about $25,000 a year. Again, what are we doing? We're creating passive income. We're going to get you retired, and we still have another $1.6 million to play with. My name is Mike Harrison. I want you to remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.